I'm very thankful for the saints of God. My soul has been fed this morning, and I feel like it was such a wonderful service. My wife and I were talking how beautiful it is when the Spirit of the Lord comes down and He meets with us. It is so beautiful. And I know this can kind of be a service that has a little form to it, but there's a real meaning behind what we're doing this afternoon. There is, in fact, let's look in the book of Hebrews. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, I'm reading Hebrews 12 and 1. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, we're trying to pattern our life after one, the Son of God. We are trying to follow His steps. And He said in the second verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I pray the Lord will help us this afternoon as we think of His life and we think of following after Him and patterning our lives after Him, that we will consider the way that He lived. He said, consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and you faint in your mind. We have a race that is set before us today. We have a goal. It's not always easy. There's lots of obstacles. One thing is ourself. We have to be able to conquer ourselves. Unless we are able, by the Lord's help, to see ourselves, who we really are, we're not going to do a very good job in this race. We're going to have so many blunders. We must have eyes to see within ourselves. If we can't see who we are, what we think other people think we are, that doesn't mean anything. It's who we really are. And He said here to us, you consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. He said, you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. So, this afternoon, we're asking God to help us. I'm desperate for the Lord in my life. I hope that you are feeling the same way. I didn't come here to try to make myself more popular or try to to draw attention to myself in any way. And I believe God would have us all to become as little children, to be willing to be led by His still small voice. And I trust the Lord will bless us today. The 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians now. I want to read this to us, a few verses here. I'm so glad that what we believe in is not something that has just been handed down from generation to generation by no one with any first-hand witness, but we have folks that actually saw the Lord. They wrote about it. There's so many things that is told about Jesus, and we have too many eyewitnesses. Thank God today for that. In the 23rd verse of this 11th chapter, he said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." It's a very difficult thing when you look at the people that were going to betray him, that would be sitting right next to him, that would be there with him in his hour, his passion, and his desire. To know someone was sitting there that was going to betray you, it'd be very difficult to have the right attitude. Knowing there he is, that's the person right there. That's the man. He is going to do something, and he's going to trigger this whole event to happen. But he did. The Lord loved them unto the end. It said here, when he had given, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." So we see this is a very serious thing what we're doing today. I'm just going to tell you, if you have something in your heart that's not clear with God, if you have something here today that you know is going to keep you out of heaven, it would be better for you to not partake of this, the Lord's Supper. That's what he's saying. If there's something you have that's going on in it, and it's sin, it's something that is not cleared up, please, it would be better, don't do this. Walk out. Walk out. It's not just for everyone. I mean, he's saying here, because if you do, there's a danger. If you drink this unworthily, you drink of this, you shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And then he went on to say in the 28th verse, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Isn't that quite an alarm that he would say to the people there in Corinth? He said, this is one of the reasons that we're weak and sickly, and there's needs, is because we've been doing things and not really giving the Lord and his body the reverence and the respect and the honor. We're doing something wrong. Be careful, folks, today. He said back then there were weak and sickly people. And I'm convinced if we do this today, there'll be the same thing among us. May God help us. So he said, discerning the Lord's body. Discerning, knowing what we're doing today. It's not just a form, and I'm going to go through the form, but if I have indeed done something wrong, it would be better to have that cleared up. It would be better for us to examine ourselves now and take care of things than to just ride over that. So may God help us today. This is a very serious matter that we're doing. So I want to look here in the book of Matthew, the last Passover, this feast of unleavened bread. In the 26th chapter of Matthew, he said, the 18th verse, go into the city to such a man and say to him, the master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. They were exceeding sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said, thou hast said. The plan of God was carried out with people, ordinary people. And he knew who it was that would who would betray him. He said, the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. This was prophesied. This was already planned in the great hand of God. But he said, the man that done this, it would have been better for him if he had not been born. And it said, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So today we have unleavened bread here. We have bread that has no yeast. There's no leaven. There's nothing to puff that up, to make it swell up. You know, I think serving the Lord, I love the word servant. A servant is someone that does things without ever being recognized. And I believe God would have every one of us to be a servant. If we're in this business, if we think living for the Lord and being a minister and whatever is someone that gets a lot of attention and things, you're in the wrong place. Let me tell you, if you think you have to be served all the time, that people have to do things for you and they have to respect you and all this, you're in the wrong place. I'm just telling you. I love you, but I'm telling you, to be a servant is someone that serves other people. That is what we do, is serve other people. And that's our desire today. The Lord came to serve. He didn't come to be served, but he came to be a servant. God help us today, folks. I think the body of Christ is a beautiful body. I think his people are beautiful people. I look at him and I see him at this last crucial part of his life, and he was thinking of others. In fact, when they hung him on the cross, as we heard a message the other day, as he was hanging there, he was looking out, and that one man that was near to him, he said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. He was thinking of others. May the Lord give us a heart to serve. Give us a heart to do what we can for the Lord. I would just love for people to do good deeds and never get caught doing them. Doing good deeds and never being recognized, in other words, never being applauded, nothing said. You just did it as unto the Lord and you went your way. You didn't have to have the fanfare. You didn't have to have everyone recognize you. There wasn't some ambition that I have to be this certain person and then, you know, everybody will like me. A servant just does what God wants him to do and they go their way. That's what the Lord was doing. And I think if we have this heart to serve, if we will remember who the author and finisher of our faith is, if we'll consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, when we're in a hard place and a difficult time, it'll help us to keep going. May the Lord bless us today. So, it says, while they were eating, he had something in mind, and he wanted to teach them a lesson. And he told the disciples, as oft as you do this, how often do you do it? Some people say, well, that's every Sunday. I don't think he meant that. As oft as you do it in remembrance of me. Do it as unto the Lord. We have a high priest that was holy. He was harmless. He was the Lamb of God. And he came to this old world that rejected him. His nation rejected him. His townspeople rejected him. The nation of Israel rejected him. And yet that didn't stop him from going on and fulfilling his Father's will. He kept right on. He had purpose of heart. When we run up against difficulties, we have to have purpose of heart. I'm going to keep going on by the grace of God. I'm going to keep going on. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. We have to keep going forward. So, he had a wonderful time at the very last with the disciples. And I would like for us this afternoon as we take this cup, as we know this represents the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for. It represents that. Think of how precious that is. It should have been me. It should have been me that was hung on that tree. I deserved it. It was my sins. It was everything that I had done. And he gave his very best. He gave his very best. A spotless lamb. He went to the cross. He endured the shame. They spit on him. They slapped him. They scourged him with such cruelty. It's unbelievable what he went through. And he came right through the heart of Jerusalem. This man carrying his own cross came right through the heart of it. His blood dripped all the way down the street. And it could hardly carry the load. Simon had to come by and they caught him and said, hey, this guy's he's too weak, he can't do it. And there he was sprawled out on the pavement. There he was, exhausted, being up all night, slapped. They took the thorns and they didn't just touch him and put them up. They mashed them down where they went into under his skin. It hurt. It hurt. You understand? This was not any plaything. This was the Lamb of God going all the way to Calvary. This was the Lamb of God. And here he was. Such a cruel thing. Open wounds in his body. When they would pull back on that whip, they knew just how to pick the flesh and make it come out and open the sores not sores, but opened the wounds in his back. And here he was, and people mocking him. How does that feel? Well, how does that feel? You say you're the Son of God, take this. And on it went. The blood that he was everywhere. It was a cruel beating. And then the shame of walking down the street and had that matted blood and had those things. All of that was very difficult. But what was the hardest was the load of sin that he carried. And that was me. And that was you. He carried our sins, folks. He walked that road all alone. The Via Dolorosa. He walked that. It was shameful. He couldn't hardly stand up. People mocking, laughing at him. And he kept right on going, leaving little trails of blood every time he fell down. The humiliation. The scripture in Isaiah says, as a lamb that goes, a sheep that goes to the slaughter, so opened he not his mouth. When it came time, okay. They may have had to drag him over to where the cross was, pull him up on it, but he was not jerking back and resisting. Put his hand down. He felt it. They drove that right through his hands and then to his feet, one foot on top of the other. When it got through the first one, it went down to the second one. The pain that he felt as his first foot was pierced, amplified as the nail went further and went through the second one. And when they swung him vertical, none of us knows what that felt like. But I can only imagine when he went vertical, the weight pulling on your hands on that tender part of your hand, and the pressure on your feet was unbearable. This is our Savior we're talking about. This is the one we're fixing to drink of the cup. We're fixing to eat of the bread. This is Him. This is what it's about, folks. I hope I can see Him and meet Him in peace. I hope you can too. I want to kiss those hands and His feet because that gave me life. I'm here today because of that man. I love him this afternoon. I hope you do too. I hope we're willing, folks, to go all the way with him. I hear people sometimes say, oh, I could never do that. Oh, I couldn't give up my home. Oh, I couldn't give up my job. Oh, I could. Really? You couldn't give up just a little part of your life for that beautiful Son of God that gave so much for us. Lord, help us today. I think we owe him everything. I trust that God will help us to see the value in this. Oh, the cross, the precious cross. 'Twas there my night was turned to day. Folks, this is wonderful today. I hope that we have the right value we're placing on this. So when you think of the sacrifice that God made, this is way beyond measure. Are we going to let little things keep us from heaven? Are we going to let our pride get in the way? Are we going to be so hung up on ourselves that we miss the real value of this? I trust the Lord will help us today.